Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I know when we wrapped up the spring of 2018 season on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, it was a pretty good ending as the Rockridge Rockets hoisted the big state championship trophy last June, and they're set to defend that title starting Monday, February the 25th. John Nelson, are you ready?
Oh, we're beyond ready. We are beyond ready. We've been every open gym that they've had, and we've only had maybe a handful. They've been working really hard on their conditioning and just their little skills, and it's been pretty intense. And they can't wait.
The team to beat in 2A softball in the state of Illinois, according to the pollsters, and I think they're probably right, is the team that wears maroon and white. So you're preseason number one, you're defending state champs. I assume a lot of people are going to be stoked to play the Rockets here in the spring of 2019.
Yeah, we embrace that. We embrace having a target on our back. I mean, for the last couple of years, we've actually had targets printed on the back of our practice jerseys because we know teams are coming after us, and we're completely comfortable with that. We want that. We know that when we walk out on the field, we're going to get their best pitcher, we're going to get their best lineup. And teams are gonna play us as hard as they can, and that's only gonna benefit us. That's just gonna make us better. And so we encourage that kind of mentality from our opponents. We want them to come after us. Wins or losses, it's gonna make us better.
Well, I think one of the great things that I've experienced since I've been here in the early 90s is softball in terms of the cross culture of small school in big school. It pretty much plays equally because the outlying schools in this area have always had strong softball programs. A lot of the kids growing up, playing in the elite ASA program. So it's been a pretty balanced competitively in terms of playing the Metro Quad City schools. And I assume, we can talk about it here 3 or 4 weeks out, but one of the marquee matchups in softball in 2019 will feature the defending 4A state champs, Rock Island, taking on the defending 2A state champs, Rock Ridge, at Rock Ridge High School on March the 19th. Man, that's going to be a pretty neat storyline as that game approaches, I would think.
Yeah, Rock Island's a stacked team, and to be honest, I think they're better this year than they were last year. They've got Ashley Peters coming back, and she's an incredible pitcher, and she made us better last year for the one time we faced her. And they've got a powerful hitting lineup with great defense. I mean, they've got an Auburn commit that's going to be in the infield, and McKenna Carruthers is healthy now, so they're going to be so much stronger. And we can't wait to play them. I just think win or lose, we're going to come out a better team for having played that kind of competition. Coach Allison is, if not the best coach in the state, he's up there as far as softball knowledge and how he coaches a game. So we're pretty excited and looking forward to that game.
Well, the other neat thing about that storyline is I know before Jim Garrett came over to help coach with you at Rock Ridge, he spent a couple of years with Coach Allison. I know his friendship from high school helping Coach Rocky. And then, of course, the Garrett sisters, Katie is a senior this year, and then Kelsey graduated, played for Rock Ridge, and came over and helped there. So that, I guess that's kind of another neat part of the storyline for that Rock Ridge game.
Yeah, there's some good friendships going on, a lot of history. So that's always another storyline for guys like you. Jim Garrett and Coach Allison are very tight friends. They go way back, and they both coach, doing the little things right. Their philosophy is a lot the same, and they're very competitive. When they get on the field, you wouldn't know that they're great friends. They get after it, and I really like that about both of them.
And I thought, too, that the great story of your run last year was, you knew you had some key pieces of the puzzle back to start the season. Because I know you graduated a bunch of talent the year before. And there were some kids that, you think, can these kids step up and fill those roles? And I don't know if you call them surprises or what you call them, but as each year transitions to the next, you need those type of kids to step up. I mean, you had that to a perfection last year in terms of kids really stepping up to give you production in terms of, you know, that loss to graduation the year before. So do you see
that year before, that 2017 year, losing six seniors, you know, and all staters. You know, you're looking at the, you know, Kelsey Garrett, Jenna Swanson, Daria Partridge, Ashley Minyard, to name a few. I mean, those are studs, you know.
Yeah.
And they're tough to replace, but we had kids that stepped up like Grace Preston, like Sarah Bisland and Abby Redlinger. I mean, and those were kids who didn't get a ton of playing time until their senior year, and they waited their turn. And, you know, same with Elena Martinez. She was another one, you know, waited their turn and took advantage of every opportunity they got. And they were selfless players who you know, left everything on the field.
And
we're looking for that this year, too, with kids like Lexi Hines, a freshman pitcher coming in, and Olivia Drish, who started at third base for us in the playoffs as a freshman. We're looking at her to do some pitching, too. So we don't want to leave all the pitching on Amelia Thomas. So, again, we're looking for kids to step up.
All right, going to be a fun year again following softball in the Western Illinois area, and the defending state champs will take to the field. Their first scheduled game will be a good one, March the 13th. They host Geneseo down at Rock Ridge High School, and then again, mark that March 19th game on your schedule. You have two state champs playing at Edgington as Rock Ridge takes on the Rock Island Rocks. Coach, we'll talk to you throughout the spring. Have fun hitting softballs around on Monday, will you?
Can't wait. Thanks so much.
All right, John Nelson, the head coach of Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ.